Amen. Let's go to God for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning giving thanks for a lovely morning, Father. To be able to come before you to give you all the praise and glory that you truly deserve. Father, we are grateful to be here, to stand in your presence. Father, I pray this morning that you will be with us. Father, that the words that are spoken this morning are your words, Father. And Father, that we will have an attentive ear. Father, that we will have an open heart. And Father, that the words penetrate our hearts this morning. Thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. But most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everybody this morning to our Sunday class. And please be opening your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. This morning we want to talk about something that I pray that everyone has. And if you don't have it, seek someone who can help you with it. I remember about 2 months ago, a brother gave me a gift. Danny Emmett. He gave me something that I hold on to every day. And I've even shared it with some of the brothers and sisters in this congregation. It is a very, very small item that he gave me. And in that small item are something even smaller than that. He gave me a little jar about this large. And in it, there were 6 mustard seeds. I'm like, wow. I'd never seen a mustard seed other than what's been displayed on the screen above us or depicted in books. But I've never seen a mustard seed before. And so I was very grateful when Danny gave me that. I'm like, this is the faith that Jesus is talking about. This is the faith that can move mountains. This is the faith that can do anything that God would have us to do. To fight our enemies. To fight the battles that we can't fight ourselves. To move mountains. It's that kind of faith. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to begin reading in verse 23. We're going to look at a situation here where people who hung out with Jesus every day had issues, but Jesus helped them. Starting at verse 23 of chapter 8 of Matthew, then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a ferocious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. Jesus, in a calm voice, he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Great things come from little things. Jesus calmed the seas with just his voice. The disciples had no faith, even though they walked with Jesus every day. We have to ask ourselves, how was our faith? We walk with Jesus every day. But sometimes we let the world and our daily events rob us of our faith. And that's not what Jesus said. He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. And I want you all to remember that mustard seed. Faith assures us. Little faith and fear will keep us, believe it or not, out of heaven. We need to stand up and do what is right. We can't be afraid. We have all the assurances that Jesus has given us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Give me your burden, because my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So many reassurances that Jesus has given us. We need to have that mustard seed faith. Amen?
Amen.
When Jesus got in the boat, he was calm. And I'm sure he knew that that storm was going to come up. I'm sure he knew that there was going to be terror in his disciples. I'm sure he knew that. But he set them an example. He wanted to show them that you're with me. It's okay. I'm always with you. Have faith in me. Look over to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to continue talking about the boat and the water and his disciples. In chapter 14 of Matthew, starting in verse 22, it's another instance where Jesus' main man, Peter, had doubts after all the time that he spent with him. Starting in verse 22 of Matthew 14, the Bible says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on the other side with him while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. Here we go again. Now, he had just calmed the seas a little while ago. He comes from a different crowd. He needs some solitude. He goes on the lake. And watch what happens. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out there walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. And they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. How many times has Jesus told us that? And how do we respond to it? It's a question. Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. I'm with you. It's okay. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. I guess Peter thought that he could probably bluff Jesus. What did Jesus say? Come! Then Peter got down of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith. That's the second time he's told Peter that. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. How many times does Jesus have to show us before we really believe? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. I remember one time I was downtown Chicago. I was walking across the street going back to work from lunch, and traffic was coming toward me, and I was crossing the street, and the next thing I knew, I fell in the middle of the street. I'm like, oh my goodness, all I could see was traffic coming. I prayed. In just that instant, I prayed, and I was able to get up, make it across the street before the traffic came by. Nobody but Christ, because I had faith in Christ. I was talking to a sister today, and she was sharing how she's taking care of her parents and how the illness has started to deteriorate her parents, but she has faith that even though the doctors say no, God says yes. And that's the attitude that we have to have. The doctors say no, but God says yes. We have to have that mustard seed faith. Amen? Jesus gets them back into the boat, and the disciples saw him walking on the water. Peter saw him, called to him. He believed for a minute that he was going to make it across, but lost that faith. We can't get halfway, brothers and sisters, and lose that faith. We got to make it to the finish line, amen? We got to make sure that that faith sustains us, that that faith will keep us to that finish line, amen? Jesus' disciples, and this is what really gets me, because they walk with Jesus every day. I mean, 3.5 years they were with Jesus. They were on the boat. They walked. They fed the multitudes twice with little resources. But yet they still didn't really believe what Jesus could do. Brothers and sisters, we have to have that faith, that mustard seed faith. Because if we don't, we'll be just like Peter, halfway across that lake and falling in. Because Jesus wants us to rely on him. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is one of my favorite passages, brothers and sisters, and this is what sustains me sometimes when I'm feeling that lack of faith. Amen? Amen. And I want you to substitute your name for the province of Asia. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 8. The Bible says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia." Now, substitute that province of Asia for whatever might be going on in your life right now. "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the problems that I'm having in my life. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we even despaired of life itself." Have we not sometimes felt that? I mean, we've all been in certain situations at one point in our lives where we feel that the world is crashing down on us. Amen? Yeah. "Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but who? On God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will continue to deliver us. On him, we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many." We have to believe that God will deliver us from anything that we may be going through. It may not be pleasant at the time. We may feel pressure at the time. We may think that we are going to die at the time. But God said we go through things so that we can rely on him. And the only way that we can rely on him is by what? Faith. By faith. We have to understand that it is because of our hope and our faith in Jesus that we will be delivered through anything that is set before us. Amen? Amen? We have to make decisions sometimes. Little decisions can make a big change in our lives. It can have a huge impact in our lives. Forgiveness. It's a little thing. But it can have a great impact in our lives. Amen? The Bible tells us that if we don't forgive, God won't forgive us. And that's the last thing that we want to happen. The very thing that Jesus said, very last thing that Jesus said on the cross before he expired was what? Jesus, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And that's the attitude that we have to have. We have to have the same heart that Jesus had when it comes to faith. Again, it's those little things. Mustard seed. I'm like, Harold, I didn't bring my clicker with my PDFs and my overhead, so please forgive me. So I just want you to imagine mustard seed, the smallest little, what is it, a seed? The smallest little seed that you can imagine. I mean, it is no larger than a pepper, a speck of pepper. That's just how small it is. But that's the kind of faith that Jesus says we need to have if we want to make things happen in our lives. Amen? Amen. Little things. Little faith. We have to have forgiveness in order to be forgiven. Forgiveness means accepting the apology that has never been given. Little things. A sister interviewed me a few weeks ago. She's doing a documentary. And during the interview, I was asked the question, is there anyone in my life who I have not forgiven? And I said, yes, there was. And it brought tears in my eyes because I had to think about, wow, if I don't forgive that person, I won't be forgiven. And it's ironic that that very same day, that person came back into my life. And I asked that person for forgiveness. That person was my father. And again, it just shows how God moves in our lives. It's those little things. It's those little things. I was overwhelmed when I saw him. He was overwhelmed when he saw me. We were both overwhelmed. And it felt good for me to share how I felt. And then for him to receive my forgiveness. It's the little things. It's the little things. When we decided to become disciples, there were a lot of things that we had to give up. There were things in our lives that were big and, okay, yeah, I can give that up. I used to smoke. I gave that up. I used to use profanity. I gave that up. But it's the little things that we try to hold on to that we have to be very careful about. What we watch on TV. What we listen to on the radio. It's those little things that can cause us great damage. So we have to be very, very careful about those little things. Little things can be good, but little things can also be to our detriment. So we have to be very, very careful. Here's a little thing. Luke 9:23. We're all familiar with this passage. This is one of the passages that we learned, probably know by heart, from studying the Bible. Not only being studied to, but studying with people. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. To deny ourselves is a little decision, but it grows into discipleship and all that comes with it. Not to deny self leads to selfishness. It leads to not having a relationship with God. And more importantly, it could lead to death. It's the little decisions that we make in our lives that have a great impact on our lives. Amen? In making those decisions, you know, a lot of us are parents. And the decisions that we make for what our children watch, or even who our children associate with, those little decisions can have a huge impact on their lives. I'm in the school system, and I see things that I am ashamed to talk about, and from our youth, because of association, because of what these children are exposed to, little things. I'll give you an example. Elementary school kids and their parents wanting to be their friends versus their parents, and the impact that it has on the child. I've heard language from children that can embarrass a sailor. And those in the school system know what I'm talking about. The world has an impact on our children. When you hear a child call an adult by their first name, it's those little things that we teach our children that have a huge impact on them. And vice versa, it's those little things that we don't teach our children that can have an even greater impact on them. It's those little things. Those little things. How many of us have been in a situation where we want to have something special in our lives? We don't have the resources to purchase that something special. And we ask God, God, you know that I need this. It's not to for my benefit, but it's for the benefit of spouses. I need it. Father, what can I do? How can I get it? How can I obtain it? It's faith. When we have people in our lives that are affecting us, maybe on our jobs, maybe at school, and they seem to be a burden. They seem to have that pressure on us, if you will. What do we do? Do we just let it go by the wayside? No. We seek advice. We pray. And when we pray, we have to what? We have to believe what we're praying for. Because if we don't, it's just words. If you don't believe that God will answer your prayers, you may as well not even pray for them. Because all you're doing is wasting precious air. If you do not believe, if you do not have that mustard seed of faith that God is going to deliver you from whatever you may be going through or whatever you need, then you may as well just keep it to yourself. Because it is that faith that you have in order for it to happen. And God knows our hearts. God knows if we are sincere about what we're praying for. You know, here's something that always makes me think about it. When a brother or sister asks you to pray for them, how often does that happen? That brother or sister who asked you to pray for them is sincere about it. And they need that prayer. They want that prayer. They need to have that confidence in not only themselves, but in you, that you will be praying for them, because the prayer of a righteous man is what? Powerful and effective. But if you're not praying powerfully, if you don't believe in it, there's no faith. There is no faith. And we have to have that faith in order for God to move for us, with us, and through us. Amen? Amen. We have to have that faith. One of my children, He's our middle child, our middle son. We're very proud of him. I don't even know what his position is. He works for the railroad, okay? And he's done very, very well in his career. But when he was going through school, in elementary school, and even a little bit through high school, he struggled. Because he didn't do well in reading. He didn't do well in math until he really actually got into high school. And he was really concerned and worried about his career and his life after he got out of school. Well, us being disciples and us being his parents and praying for him, we saw how God could move through him, how he has moved through him, and how now he is this some kind of high up position in the railroad, and it's all because of the faith that he had. He gave his life to Christ as a teenager, and that has helped him to acquire that faith, to believe in God, to know that God can see him through whatever he may be going through. He still struggles, don't misunderstand, as we all do, but his faith has increased because of his belief that God can deliver him. Amen. That's the same kind of faith, brothers and sisters, that we have to have. We have to have that faith that we believe that God, no matter what we may be going through, will deliver us. As Paul said in Acts, he has and he will deliver us. Paul had that faith. Paul knew that no matter what he might be going through at that time, that God was going to rescue him. Now, keep in mind again, brothers and sisters, don't misunderstand that it's going to be all rosy, because it's not. Don't misunderstand that God is going to allow us to have an easy life, because he won't. Because as the scripture says, God wants us to rely on him. And in order for us to rely on him, we have to have faith. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. It is impossible. So that is a huge part of our life as a Christian. If we don't have faith, as small as a mustard seed, it's impossible to please God. Now, what are some of the things that we can do to increase our faith? That's a pretty easy question, actually. One of the first things that we can do is pray. Pray that God will increase our faith. Amen? Amen. Another thing that we can do is to have relationships in the kingdom of God that will help to strengthen our faith. There are so many brothers and sisters here with knowledge, with wisdom, that can help us. We have to seek them out sometimes. Sometimes they're right there before us. But we have to make sure that we seek those brothers and sisters out. The ones that we can rely on, our friends, our discipling partners, in our family groups, those are the brothers and sisters that we need to be calling on to help us to increase our faith. I know for me personally and for my wife, we have relationships where when we're struggling, we know that we can call on certain brothers and sisters that's going to help us. There are brothers and sisters that call upon us because I'm older now. And I've acquired a little wisdom, and so we're able to help those brothers and sisters. But we have to seek it in order to obtain it. You know, faith is something that we can't see, but it's something that we have to believe in order for God to help us. And not only do we have to believe it, the Bible also tells us that faith without works is dead. So we have to remember that if we believe it, we got to practice it. We have to endure it. We have to go through it in order for it to come to fruition. Faith is not something that comes easily. Faith is not something that's going to just fall out of the sky. Faith is something that you have to believe within yourself. Faith is something that God will give you if you ask for it. You don't acquire it by itself. That makes sense, brothers and sisters? You have to have faith, but you have to acquire faith in order to get it. And again, the scriptures will help us to increase our faith. The scriptures will help us to build our faith. The scriptures will help us to endure our faith. Amen? Just those little things. Those little things. It's that mustard seed faith that we have to have in order for us to please God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to close out with a word of prayer. Then you'll be able to go and get your children and come back for our worship service. Amen?
Amen.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you so much, Father, for faith. Father, for us to have that faith that we can move mountains. Father, the faith that you have given us to love you, to please you. And Father, help us to increase our faith. Help us not to let it fall by the wayside, Father, but help us to be able to increase it by, first of all, loving you, trusting you, knowing that you are in complete control of each situation. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the examples that he has given us by walking, by calling the seas, Father, by reaching out to Peter and helping him to make it across that boat. That mountain seed faith, Father, that you have given us, instilled in us, Father, we pray that we will continue to allow it to grow within us. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you do. And most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed for us on Calvary as we pray in his name. Amen.